We're up to Nun Hey on the Aleph, the top of the dot. Rav Yehuda have a Yosef Kameh de Shmuel. Asai Hahi Katsavcha Kameh. Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel, and a woman came and she was yelling, complaining about somebody who did her wrong. Velo Havi Mashkichba. And Shmuel didn't pay attention to her. Amar Le Lo Sover Le Mar Otim Ozno Mizakas Dal Gamhu Yikra Velo Yane. So Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, don't you hold that a person who closes his ears, pasuk, right, from the cries of a poor person, poor doesn't necessarily mean poor in money, but poor meaning a weak person, a defenseless person. So he'll also call out to Hashem, won't be answered. So why are you ignoring this woman who's coming and complaining that somebody wronged her? Amar le shinina. So he said to him, you sharp one. Your head, in other words, your teacher, me, is in cold water. The one who hears in hot water is the Rebbe of your Rebbe. In other words, my Rebbe. Or Yosef Marukva, Abbezdin. Because Marukva is also here. And he's the Abbezdin. The Siv Beit David, Komor Hashem, Dinu Laboker Mishpat, Vahatzilu Gozul Miad Oshek. Penteitse Ka'esh Hamasi Uboara, Ve'en Mechada, Mitnei Roam Alaleihim. So he has the power to do something here. I don't have the power, right? Marukva is the one who has the power. So he's the one in hot water, not me. Right? So it would seem that the reason that Shmuel couldn't do anything is not because his Rebbe was there, and he didn't want to speak out in the place of his Rebbe, because b'makom sheishchol Hashem ain't cholkin kovod l'rav. So if it would, but he didn't have the power to do anything. And if you don't have the power, then there's no reason to get involved. But Marukva had the power, he's the one who should have gotten involved. Omer le, let's see, Rashi first. And that's why he said hot water, because since the Pasuk speaks about fire, so the one who's going to get burned from that fire, that if you don't, if Beis David doesn't, take care of the dinim, doesn't save people from oppression, they're going to get burnt with fire. So the one who's going to get burnt over here in the hot water is not me, is Marukva, is my leader. Rashi, Reishcha Bekriri, Anisha Ani Rabcha Eini Nichve. I'm not going to be the one burnt over here, I'm your Rebbe. Aval Marukva Shehu Rosh Li, the Vilecha, but Marukva, who's my head and your head, right? He has the power, he'll be the one who will be burnt with hot water. Who did the Rebbe Shimon speak to? The people who had the power to do something. Okay. Reb Zera said to Reb Simon, why don't you give Musar to the house of the Reish Galusa? They're doing things that are wrong, and you should say something. They won't listen to me. Even if they won't listen to you, you still have to give them Musar. No, the Rabban Shem never said he's going to do something, for the good, and it turned into bad, changed his mind, except for this thing. Okay, and even though we know that a good prophecy doesn't change, but here it wasn't really a prophecy that was said. It was said to the Malachi Ashores, between the Rabbanu Shel and Malachi Ashores. It wasn't said to the Navi prior to what happened. So it's not talking about a Nevuah. It's talking about what's it called? The fact that the Rabbanu Shel intended to do something good, and he never changed his mind except this one time. Chutz midaber zeh, d'chsiv, ayomer Hashem elav, avor b'soch ha'ir, b'soch Yerushalayim. Right? The Rabbanu Shel told the Malach Hamashchis, go in the midst of Yerushalayim, and inscribe a tav, the letter tav, on the forehead of the people who are upset of all of the abominations that are happening in Yerushalayim. Amar Lei Kodesh Baruch Hu Gavriel, what does this pasuk mean? So the idea is, HaKodesh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, put a tav of ink on the foreheads of the tzaddikim, Shelo yishul tu behen malachi chavala. In order that the malachim I'm going to unleash, the destroying angels I'm going to unleash in the city, shouldn't have any power over them. Okay, this is obviously not literally that they had something on their forehead. It means that spiritually they were put with some kind of protection that was called the Tav of Dio. The Al Mitzchom shel Rishoyim, Tav shel Dam. And on the forehead of the Rishoyim, a Tav of blood, Kadesh Yishal Tu Ben Malachi Chavala. And even though in the Pasuk it only says the people who were upset about the Toevos, which is the Tzadikim, Tosa says it makes sense that there should be something else on the Rishoyim. And the Marsha says because there had to be people in the middle too. They didn't get either of these tavs, right? No, they weren't bedafta set off for destruction, but they weren't set off to be saved either. So if they didn't deserve to live, they would have died. The tzaddikim, even if they didn't deserve to live, they had an extra special schus to live. They had that extra special protection. And the beinonim, whatever would happen to them, would happen to them. So Amra Midas Adin L'Tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Man Nishtanu Elu Me'elu, why do these get blood and these get ink? Why are these to be saved and these to be destroyed? Amra Lahu, Halalu Tzadikim Gemurim, V'Halalu Rishoyim Gemurim. These are the two extremes. These people are Tzadikim Gemurim, they deserve to be saved, no matter what. And these are Rishoyim Gemurim, they deserve to die, no matter what. Amra Lefana Ribono Shel Olam, Midas Adin said before the Ribono Shel Olam, Hoya B'Yodam Limchos V'Lo Michul. These Tzadikim, they could have protested what the Rishoyim were doing, and they didn't. Amar la, goliv yodul afonei shemichu b'em lo yikablu mehem. No, I know that even if they would have protested, it wouldn't have helped. You see from here that the Ribono Shel Olam knows what a person's free choice is going to be, right? But that doesn't affect the free choice. They still were punished for what they did, right? But the Ribono Shel Olam knows what a person's going to choose. You knew that. They didn't know that. So why didn't they take a chance? Why didn't they protest? Why didn't they give them Musar, right, on the chance that maybe they would have listened? They didn't know they weren't going to listen. And Taka, the Midas Adin won out, and the Ribono Shel accepted that that taina, and that's why it says, Zokein Bachru Basulo Tafta Noshim Tahargu Lamashvitz, the Alkol Isha Shiralov Hatav Altigoshu, Umimikdoshi Tachilu. Right? In the beginning, the Ribono Shel Olam said, don't touch the people who have the tav. And the end, he said, start with Mikdashi, start with those that are closest to me, most and most, what's it called, sanctified. Uksiv, vayechelu ba'am, anashim haskeinim asher lifnei abayis. The Makkah started, the Malachi Chabalah started their destruction from the Zekeinim, from the Tzadikim. Tani Rav Yosef, altikre Mikdashi ele Mikudoshai. My sanctified ones, not my mikdash. Elu b'nei avim shekimu ha-Torah kula mi-alef v'yatav. These are the people who kept the Torah from alef to tav, the whole Torah. And yet they were punished because they didn't protest what the other ones were doing. Miyad, shogeg, why the shogeg? No, that's not, they thought, they made it, they what's it called? They held that it wouldn't have helped, right? But they were wrong. Right, that's not shogeg. They, what's it called? They should have gone on the suffix. They weren't for sure. They wouldn't have listened, right? They didn't know that they wouldn't have helped, right? That's what he said. No, they should have done it on the suffix. That's what they're a chiyuv. As long as they didn't know for sure, you have a chiyuv. That's what Tosa says. We'll see. Miyad hinei shish anoshim boy miderech sharvo elyon asher mipina tzafona. The ish mifanek tzvona, the ish kli matzo biyado, the ish echad besogim lovu shabadim, uksas hasofer b'mosnov, vayavo vayamdo etzul mizbeach anachoshes. So it says that these malachim, these are the shisha anoshim, we'll see in one second, where these malachi chabola, these are angels of destruction, came down and they started their destruction. And they started, what's it called, etzul mizbeach anachoshes. So Moshe says, mizbeach anachoshes mihavi, the mizbeach anachoshes was only in the midbar. That's when they made a mizbeach out of copper, but in Shlomo HaMelech made a bigger mizbeach and substituted that for the mizbeach. So in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, there was no mizbeach HaNechoshes. There was mizbeach Adoma, big mizbeach in the place of that small mizbeach HaNechoshes that was in the Mishkan. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu hischil b'makom shomrim shir lefonai. No, so what the Rosh Hashanah meant, mizbeach HaNechoshes means start from the place where they say shira before me with Kalim of Nechoshes, with musical instruments that are made out of copper. Uman ninu, shisha noshim, and that's what it means. Start from the Levim. And the Levium were the Zakenim. They were the Yoru Mishpatech Yaakov, Shevet Levi. And they should have protested. And they didn't protest, therefore they were punished. Uman Ninu Shisha Anashim, who were these six people? Omrav Chizda Ketzef, Af, Vechema, Umashkis, Umashber, Umechale. Six kinds of destruction. They were the six Malachi Chabalah that wreaked destruction on the Tzibur there. Umayshna Tov, why Dafka Tov? Right, why that letter in blood or in ink? Omar Rav, Tov Tichye, Tov Tomus. Because Tov stands either for Tichye, the Tov of ink stood for live, and the Tov of blood stood for die. Ushmuel Amar, Tomas Chus Avos. And Shmuel said the Tov represented the fact that the Chus Avos no longer existed. It stopped then. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tachun Schus Avos, and Rabbi Yochanan said that Schus Avos should be graced on them. And some say, the Masha says that they're not arguing. The Tav of blood was Tama Schus Avos. For the Rishoyim, there was no Schus Avos, and the Tav of Rachamim was that the Schus Avos should affect the Tzadikim. Reish Lakish Omer Tav Sof Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tav has another significance. It's the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal, Emes. The Omer Reb Chanina Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. So this is the culmination of the Chos and the Tav. Rav Shmuel Nachmeni, Omer Rav Shmuel Nachmeni, Eilu Bnei Adam Shekimus HaTorah Kula Me'Alef Yatov. Now the Tav represents the fact that they kept the Torah from Aleph to Tav. And the other people, the Rishoyim, They didn't keep the Torah from Aleph to Tav. They went against the Torah from Aleph to Tav. So that's all these reasons are reasons why the Tav. Rashi. And the Hesavisa chutz midover zeh shenemar b'mikra zeh shehotzi dibur latova mipnei onish tochacha chazerbo. Here the Rabbanu Shem intended to do good for these tzaddikim, and because they didn't give tochacha, they were punished, and it was changed. The savisa tov al mitzvos v'anoshim hanenochim v'anenochim al kol ha'tovos hanasos v'sofa elu tzadikim shelo yishtetu ben malachi chabala shani rotzeh lishloach ba'ir. I'm going to send these malachi chabala, and it's once the malachim are given rishus to be mashkes, eino mavchim ben tzadik l'rasha. That's only a tzadik that doesn't have a special schus to live. So if they wouldn't have had this special tov, they would have been destroyed too, even though they weren't rishoyim. Right, but they wouldn't have had that special designation. Now that they have the Tav, they deserve specifically to live. So then even a Malachi Chabala can't have any effect over them. Right, the fact that they didn't give Tochacha took away that special recognition to be saved from what would have to been supernatural, because the natural thing is that once a Malach has given Rishus to destroy, he destroys everything. So now they didn't have that special protection anymore.
Babel, or is this in Yerushalayim?
No, no, this was what's it called? This was what happened in the Pasuk. He's bringing a raya that if you don't give Musar, then it's going to be terrible for you. Shalo yishlutu bohen malachi chabala, shani rotsu shloch ba'ir. Hainu dechsiv, meikora, v'al kol ish asher olav hatov, al tigoshu, ulo v'sov mikdoshi techelu. In the beginning it said, don't touch the people with the Tav. In the end it said, Mimukdashai Taichelu, start from the most holy ones. And the word Tochelu, the Mershaw says also, Tav Chalu, start even from the people who have the Tav on them. Mimukudashai Shahodul Mekatrik, Midas Adin, Vachosur Minatov. That the Rabbanu Shem agreed with the Midas Adin, the Kitrug was accepted, and he wasn't going to save these Tzadikim anymore. Mihavim Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Bimei Yecheskel. Fellow Shlomo Gonzo, Shlomo already hid away the Mizbeach HaNechoshos, the also Mizbeach Avonim, Shalamed Beis Amma. He made a Mizbeach out of stones. That was 32 Amas. Deceived him Mizbeach HaNechoshos, Asher Lifnei Hashem, Kot Mehochil, it was too small to service all of the Karbonos that were bringing on it. To Adam HaOmer L'Chaveiro, Nanas Ploni, Uposel Avoda. Right? Kot Mehochil means it wasn't kosher anymore because it was too small. It was a midget. Compared to the amount of karbanos they had to bring on it. Mimakum shomrim shira min halavim. Start with the levim. They are mikudashai. Shomrim shir b'chlei nechoshes. They say shir with copper instruments. Tav tamus l'rishoyim. Chos mosh l'akadosh baruch hu emes. Emtsois l'osios. V'rishon v'achron. Al shem ani rishon v'ani achron v'ani hu. The Emes, why is Emes Aleph Mem Tav, the Chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the first of the letters, that's Ani Rishon, the last of the letters, Ani Achron, and Ani Hu, I'm constant, consistent, that's the middle of the letters, Aleph Mem Tav. Elu b'nei Adam shekimu haTorah kula, haTav simen lohem. Another reason the Tav is the fact that they kept the Torah from Aleph to Tav. Shekimu haTorah mirosh haTzof, from beginning to end. And the Rishayim transgressed the Torah from beginning to end. Okay, the what's it called? Tosus over here says that halacha that you have to give musar is only if there's a chance to listen. Right? In other words, what the Midas Hadin said was they didn't know that they wouldn't listen. Right? Meaning by then there was still a place for a sofik. If there's any sofik, you have to give musar. But if they would have known 100% that it wouldn't have helped, right? Had they been able to ascertain that some way, right? There'd be no doubt. Right, they already had hochachos, they didn't listen to other people or whatever, then they would have no punishment. Then we say, mutav shoshogim v'lo yumizida. The horror, though, here, there was no shogim. These were showing, we're doing it amazing. But Tosus obviously here learns that mutav shoshogim means better they should have a lesser degree of aveira than a greater degree. Meaning that if you don't say anything, they're still going to be mazed, but they won't be mazed with hasra, that you warn them. Right? That's a lesser sin than warning them. So if you know they won't listen, leave it as a lesser sin than a greater sin. Okay? Other Rishonim learn, Tosus himself other places says, that mutav shoshogim is only if they're shogig. But if they're doing the mazid, then even if they won't listen, you have to protest. And not only that, doesn't apply to all aveiras. These aveiras were things that were open in the Torah, toevos, abominations. Right? It only applies to things that either are, what's it called, are not mefurish in the Torah. Things that are not clear in the Torah, which you can't prove to somebody black on white. Things that are learned out of drushes or whatever. So here Tosus says this klal applies to all kinds of averas, even ones that are mafurish in the Torah, and it applies even if the people are mazed. And other Rishonim learn not like that. They learn that you have to protest even if you know for sure the person won't listen. You still have to protest. There's an idea of musar. Maybe tochacha you don't have to give, but protest, you have to protest. Protest is for your sake, protest is for other people's sake, whatever. It's not to become insensitive to the other. There's a million reasons of protest besides stopping the other. Okay, in any case. But from Tosus here, Tosus says the reason, if they would have known, they would have known that they wouldn't have, what's it called, listen, then they would have been exempt. But they didn't know that, right? And they should have, since they had a doubt, they should have given Musar. That's not a shogi. They were mazed in not giving Musar, even though they had a doubt whether they would listen or not. They were chayef to give Musar. Okay. Me'emosai tama schus avos. We said before that schus avos stopped. So when did that happen? Omar Rab mi'emos Hoshea ben Beiri, from the time of Hoshea. Shenemar agales nivlaso la'enei ma'aveho, the ish lo yatzirene miyot. No one can save them, even the avos. Even schus avos can't save them. So in the time of Hoshea, when this nevuah was said, schus avos tama. We'll see in one second what that means. Ushmuel amar mimei chazoil. From the time of chazoil, schus avos stopped. Shenemar v'chazoil melech aram, lochas es Yisrael kol yimei yehoachos. Chazoil was the king of Aram. He put pressure on the Jewish people, oppressed them the entire time of Yoachas. Uksi v'yichan Hashem osom v'yirachamim, v'yifin aleihem l'man briso es Avram Yisrael v'Yakov. Until then, he had rachamim on them because of Brisa of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Mashma, up until then. After that, he didn't have rachmanis because of the bris, but for other reasons, but not for that. The bris avos already didn't exist anymore. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, mimei Eliyahu, from the times of Eliyahu already. Shenemar, vayihi balos hamincha. Today, do what's it called for the sake of your servants. Mashma, just that day. But after that, you couldn't invoke the Ribbono Shel Olam to do it for the sake of the avos. Rabbi Yochanan Amri Mei Chizkiyahu, from the times of Chizkiyahu, Shenemar Lamar Behamisra. What will do this? Kinas Hashem Tzvokos, but not Zechus Avos. See Rashi? The the ish lo yatzilena she'ein old schus lo avos she'achlua. They already used up all the schus avos. The schus avos, we'll discuss in 1 second what that means. Vayifin aleim leman briso es Avraham v'lo yishlichu me'alpon levanato avon mitan ve'elach. Till now, he did it leman briso shel Avraham. But from now on, that's fit. No more briso avos. Hashem elokei Avraham v'lokei Yitzchak v'Yisrael hayom yivada shata zoker bris Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael. Medika omer hayom, that is said today, Yivada, the Sulo, Mashma today and not later. Mechlau the Tama, after that there was no schus avos. Valyidei rachamim hu sprolahem bimei chazoel. Bimei chizkiyohu, dechsiv me'atov yad olam. Kinas Hashem tzvokos tasezos. Velo schus avos. Kinas Hashem will do it, not schus avos. The Tosus over here says that you have to distinguish between schus avos and bris avos. And he learns different than Rashi in where the Raya is that what's it called, that schus avos was Tama in the time of what's it called of Chazoyel. It says Vayitin Hashem Osam Rachamim Vayitin Aleim Leman Briso Es Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'lo Ova Hashchisam V'lo Yishlichu Me'alponav Ad Ata. Rashi learns the Raya from Ad Ata. Till now Bris Avos help, and from now on not. Tosus learns no. There's a difference between Bris Avos and Zechus Avos. And the way I understand it is the following. Tosus doesn't explain what the difference is, but Zechus Avos is the Avos amassed a certain amount of merit for this world that they couldn't use up. So it was put in the bank account for their children. And every generation used a little bit up. It's possible, therefore, at some time for that Zechus to be used up. Right? That's it. It was depleted. But what's it called? Bris Avos is a different thing altogether. Bris Avos is a shvua that Ravon Shem made to the Avos that isn't dependent on any condition. That can't be used up. The way I like to explain it is, Zechus Avos is a schus from the outside. Right? That can be used up. Bris Avos is the inner connection we have, the potential we have genetically, spiritually genetically, from our Avos. We have within us their potential. Mosa Yagiyu Maisa L'Maisa Avosai. That can never be used up. As long as you have a connection to the Avos, you have that potential. So that never can be used up. It's not an external thing. It's the Metzias of Klal Yisrael that comes from the Avos. That's called Bris Avos. Schus Avos is Tama. So that's why Tosa says, it says the Ravon Shem will do it Laman Briso es Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, but not Schus Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Schus Avos is Tama, but Bris Avos is not. And therefore what we invoke the Ravon Shel Olam, right, of remember Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov or whatever, or in Slichus or whatever, is all Bris Avos, not Schus Avos. There is a Zohar and other, Vayikra Rabba, Medrash Tosis brings down, that La'olam Schus Avos Kayemis, who argues on all of these opinions and says that even Schus Avos still exists, still around. And another shot, the Re says that which Schus Avos is Tambo is only for Rishoyim. For Rishoyim, there's no more Schus Avos. But for Tzadikim, there's still Schus Avos. So, therefore, and the problem is, with the Maisa, we invoke whatever it is, something with the Avos, even today. So if it's finished, what are we invoking? So according to one pshat, we're invoking the bris, not the schus. According to another pshat, we hold, like the opinion in the Vayikra Rabba, that schus avos would never stop, unlike these opinions. And the third pshat is that what's it called, schus avos still applies to tzaddikim, even though it doesn't apply to rishayim. We help to the rosh. We're not a rosh, rishayim. We have some kind of schus that the schus avos still applies to us.